KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. When you pass by someone asking for money on the street, what do? You stop, give them the change that's in your pocket, maybe a buck or two or more, or nothing at all? Well, now there is an app in the works called GiveSafe. You can donate money electronically to a homeless person, and then that person can spend the money at participating stores. Homeless people who want to participate wear a device around their necks that can communicate information to your phone.
These necklaces have a tiny thing called a beacon, which runs on Bluetooth, which can communicate with your phone. It allows you to get a notification when you walk by someone who may be experiencing homelessness with a portrait, a little bit of their story.
That is Jonathan Kumar, the founder of the GiveSafe app. He said he wanted to remove the awkwardness that comes with handing a homeless person money. He also needed to make sure that homeless people actually wanted to share their information in exchange for donations.
You know, initially we spent a lot of time at communities like Nicholsville and the men's shelter at UGM and said, like, hey, you know, we have identified thousands of people in the city of Seattle who want to help but don't know how. If we were able to give you this, that would let you then broadcast your story and essentially accept credit or debit card donations for needs such as food or clothing. You know, first off, would this be of interest to you? Second off, what would you use the money for? So we were able to source a ton of different ideas for merchants to work with, and certainly the interest in the idea from their perspective. Again, at the end of the day, this is just helping them receive credit and debit card donations. It's fairly positive.
If I am I'm curious about this, I don't have a place to live. I would like it to be easy for someone who wants to give something to me. But what if I don't want to share my photo and my personal story with whoever has an app?
We are working on ways for you to be able to sort of blur your photo, and you can provide as little or as much detail about your journey as you'd like. This is designed to draw people into community out from sort of the margins and the corners and the darkness and into the open. And that's going to be a different process for different people. So this certainly won't be a fit for, let's say, everyone.
And the idea of the photo, one thing about the photo is that I then show this photo to a participating grocery store or something that said, this is me and this is my...
Yeah, well, you know, one thing to know about the profile is that we won't be exposing these profiles publicly. The only way you'll be able to see a beacon holder's profile is if you're within 10 yards of them, in which case you can probably see them already. So this is not going to get plastered on the internet. It's not going to be on Google Maps. There's no sort of tracking to this. There's no sort of data concern where we're tracking people with beacons around the city. And then in terms of your question about redemption, any beacon holder can then scan their beacon at whether it be a barbershop or a restaurant or a cafe. And the person on that end will have an app of their own, which will then, bring up the photo and make sure the beacon holder is who they say they are.
Is it any less personal if I'm walking along, head down, get a notification, hit a button, give a dollar, keep moving, never lift my head, never even maybe see this person?
I mean, is it less personal or is it more personal? Because before you were walking, heads down, eyes closed, right on by, right? Part of its mission is to sort of drive away relational poverty as well, not just financial poverty.
Tell me about that, driving away relational poverty.
On the app itself, we'll have this icebreaker question. Like, you know, ask me about the fact that I was on an NFL practice squad for a week or,
wow,
you know, the fact that I actually have a PhD, whatever it is. Like, and that's going to require a little bit of creative work on whoever's doing the intake interview. And obviously the person who's offering the question. We'll have more general questions as well. But I mean, our goal is certainly to encourage interaction. Is it going to happen every time? Probably not. We're not going to be able to force people into having conversations. But we will help people, even when they can't have a conversation, contribute in a small way where they hadn't before. The other aspect to driving away relational poverty is every month the beacon that we provide, we are turning them off by default. And the way that they get them reactivated is simply by checking in with a counselor at a nonprofit. Once a month, get a coffee or just have a conversation. You know, here's how my last month went. Here's what I want to do with my month ahead. And it's those sort of ongoing meetings that we feel are the true outcome, one of the winning outcomes to something like this.
I imagine you've thought about this delicate question of what it's okay to require of somebody to participate. And, you know, you're saying you can be in this program that might bring money to you, but here are the things you have.
Stipulations.
Yeah, stipulations. You know, because some people say, just give freely. A gift is a gift and should require nothing. How do you grapple with this?
I mean, the reality is, again, these are kind of borrowing from some of the words that I've gotten from nonprofit staff, is like, when we give cash, we're ultimately, not to every person, but ultimately we're funding a drug industry. And that leads to some serious consequences. We see shootings and we see crime and suffering occur. And so if we can drain some of that and channel it to things like, you know, getting a backpack or getting bus fare or hiring a job tutor or a writing tutor, if we can drain some of that generosity that's ultimately damaging these people, again, I think this is a good thing.
But what if on this particular day, what that person needs is a smoke, you know, or a drink? Who are we to make that judgment?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think that if I had to sleep under a bridge, I'd probably need a couple beers to put me to sleep. You know what I mean? Like, I would probably need a six pack at least to put myself to sleep if I had to sleep in concrete or even in a tent where I didn't know if I was going to be safe. And I understand sometimes the thing that people need most is something to address that craving from an addiction standpoint. And if someone wants to give cash so that they can buy cigarettes, again, we're not condemning that.
You're not standing in the way.
Certainly not.
That's Jonathan Kumar, the founder of this GiveSafe smartphone app, which is getting ready to launch here in a few weeks. Several merchants are on board, including a Dominican restaurant, several coffee shops, a barber shop, and a job consultant. He's also hoping to sign up the Salvation Army retail store.